Eric Porter, who I remember as a 70s actor, but is also a wrestler, says he's the big man here. Now, he could be right, and Dallas Danger doesn't say, come off it, you're not the big man here. He doesn't say anything, so maybe he is the big man here in Southern States Wrestling, and he is coming back after 2 years away to face CJ Knight, who is an up-and-comer. He's there with Joe Wheeler having a chat. His flow is not as smooth as Eric Porter's, and of course he is evil Eric Porter, so I like that sobriquet, it's fair enough. And their match is pretty good, actually it's not bad at all. Now, we've got commentary saying that Eric Porter is different since he's come back. It's Dallas saying he's different since he's come back. CJ Knight works a headlock, which I always like a worked headlock. There's an arm drag takedown from Eric Porter and a stomp. Nasty reverse neck breaker from Porter. And then a worked headlock of his own. Big drop kick though from Knight. And Porter bails because he's got the experience, you see. So he's thinking, I don't want any of that. I'll leave the place. So he then gets back in with a tilt-a-whirl slam, gets a long two count out of that. But there is a drop kick from CJ Knight, who likes his athletic moves, a sort of hammerlock pull down to the mat. And then there is a suplex from Eric for a two count, for the evil one, for a two count. Big ripcord clothesline from Eric, and then a massive Knight sort of frog splash. He doesn't quite get the legs and arms out. Certainly not the legs. For the pin, though, wasn't bad at all. Even Eric Porter, embarrassed on his return, I suppose he won't be very happy with that. And I'm sure he'll be coming back for CJ Knight at some point. I'll tell you what's coming back. Back to the Future. It's the 90s throwback event on the 25th of May. Now, Bo James came to me and said, It wasn't the go-home show last week. It looked like one, but it wasn't, because this is on the 25th of May. So we've got quite a few weeks to go to build up to this. Well, a couple of weeks, haven't we? What's it, 10 days? Yes, 10 days, isn't it? So one go-home show and a bit more. By the way, be there. Do, because there are 90s ticket prices, which is good. Now, this is the high spot or high point of this episode. And it will be because it's the champion Murphy Costigan with Dallas. Now, there will be a rumble, some kind of rumble. And the last man standing in that rumble will be Murphy Costigan's opponent. And Dallas wants to know what he thinks about not knowing who he's going to be facing. Now, he beat Marty Clay recently and he said that his head might not have bled, but his ego did. I like that a lot. And he said he's still the champ. Only the strongest will survive. And the strongest will survive by adapting. Which I suppose means it doesn't matter who it is, because he will beat them. As he calls himself, the sophisticated scoundrel. It was a great promo. He is a great promo. Really good to watch. That's the high point. Because Murphy Costigan is a talent and a half. Then we've got Jeff Baker and Joe Wheeler at ringside. They can't really be heard. But he said he will put Bo James out to pasture. When he says that, there are boos because they like Bo James here. And we've got Baker versus Bo. Bo James is the king of Kingsport and he's well liked at Southern States Wrestling. And fair enough, he's been doing it for many years. He's a seasoned individual in wrestling. And the match is tailored towards that. So there is a James Armringer. An eye poke, a nipple twist. He does all of that. I mean, that's fun for the crowd. Baker telegraphs a cannonball, still hits it. I mean, he doesn't ask, let him know he's coming. Then he misses one, and then he bails. Baker walks away, sort of comes back a bit, then leaves, and it's a count out. I felt a bit cheated, to be honest, because I don't think that Jeff Baker was being beaten then. He missed his cannonball, but I mean, he telegraphed that one even more. I mean, really, he probably rung ahead and said, I'm going to be doing a cannonball in about 2 days' time. And then he missed it. It's that sort of thing. So I don't know why he bailed, but it makes it look like Bo James had the beating of him. I didn't think that was the case. But I'm interested to see more of this feud, particularly if there's ether and things like that, and nipple twists involved. This was a rather good episode of Southern States Wrestling. Murphy Costigan, again, I'll tell you, what a talent. And I liked the first match. Second match was a wrestling entertainment match, and I would have liked to have seen more of it, which shows you that I was into it. And I'm into Southern States Wrestling this week, and that's not always been the case. Blimey. Ta-ta.